Well, big trouble for a lot of communities. A lot of people were boiling their water before using it, and fewer people are doing that now, but still a considerable number are. And there's water distribution that's going on for Oakland County. Oakland County's Homeland Security Office set up a situation where you can fill up containers at the fire station. Over 40,000 individual bottles of water went out through midday yesterday. You heard Suzanne Coffey, the head of the GLWA, talk about the pipe, the break, and what they're trying to do to fix that. Well, with the state of emergency declared Sunday by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan State Police are involved with doing what they can to help, and we're going to find out what that is with the great one, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, Michael.
The great one.
The great one.
I don't know about all that, but, you know, you take what you can get, right?
Well, you do a nice job, and you help. You're the conduit between all of us and the Michigan State Police, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what are you guys doing? What's the role of the state troopers?
So for us, and we'll kind of... I'll get out. This is a very boring topic, so I'll try to kind of cut through a lot of the stuff here. So basically what happens when you have any type of emergency like this, be it a water main break, a tornado, a winter storm, things like that where property is damaged and people need help, all disasters are localized. So basically what will happen is the city or local government in that area will try to handle that particular incident. When they can't, they turn to their county emergency management. As you mentioned, Oakland County setting up their distribution points. When it gets to that point where they can no longer handle whatever emergency that is, be it supplies or things like that, what will happen usually is the governor will open up the state emergency operations center, which is located in our headquarters up in Lansing. And what that does is bring all the assets of the state government into one building, so to speak, in order to see what we can do. And then the governor will usually issue a state of emergency for that area, which she did for Lapeer, Macomb, Oakland, and St. Clair counties. And that opens up the spigot to supplies. So usually what will happen is the county governments will ask for whatever they need. And in this specific incident, naturally what they needed was bottled water. So what this allowed our emergency management and Homeland Security Division to do is get that bottled water out of our stockpiles that we keep, get it to them, and then we can get it out to the community. So that allows them to go out there and set up these distribution points where those residents can go and pick up bottled water until these boil water advisories are over and the pipes fixed and things kind of get back to normal.
So it's basically, in a nutshell, when the governor declares a state of emergency, it's all hands on deck.
Absolutely. So when she activates that State Emergency Operations Center, there's people from every aspect of state government that comes in there to see what they can do to help our county and our locals with that. And it even for us, you know, it gets to a point to where we can no longer supply that. And that's when you'll hear they talk about talking to the president about getting a federal declaration so FEMA can get involved in their supplies to kind of get the chain going for things like that. And then, you know, get money back into people's pocket that had damage and everything to get things right back to where it was before any of this ever happened is kind of how that works. And for us now, we're just getting water to the point that the county governments need it and they're getting it out to theirs. I know, and I talked to the Bruce Township Fire Chief yesterday. That's one of the areas that we patrol to see what they had going on, see if they needed help by troopers and anything. They just needed some water because Bruce Township is rural. So there, a lot of the residents are actually on wells still. So they're not using that main water source. But there is one newly developed community and a lot of assisted living areas that needed that bottled water. So we were able to get that out to them.
Well, that, you know, it occurs to me that we mentioned that the folks at the fire stations are helping out and setting up systems where people can fill their containers at the fire station there in Oakland County, for example. But we also know that there are a bunch of senior citizens and others who can't boil their water or go out to get water. How do we get the water to them?
They actually have individuals in place. I heard some are using Meals on Wheels to actually deliver water out there. I know the Bruce Township Fire Department is actually going to those assisted living areas and dropping that water off to them. So the best thing to do is look at and contact your local government if you're one of those affected areas and tell them, hey, I can't get to that water point. Can you help me out? And they have something in place to make sure they can get it to you. But with that being said, I also want to, we all remember the great toilet paper scare of 2020. If you're not affected by this water boil order, don't run out to the local Costco and Walmart and buy all the water and stick it in your basement, because there's actually people that need that water as well. We're seeing a lot of the local areas that aren't affected. A lot of that bottled water is being bought up by people that are stockpiling it. Let the people that are affected by this boil water advisory get that water first, and then you know you can go pick up your one or two cases that you normally would get. There's no need to stockpile the water, because if you're not in one of those communities, it's not affecting you.
The voice of reason, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw. He's the GOAT. Is that better? You're the GOAT.
The GOAT.
A quick concern, which is important. In Rochester, they say fighting fires will be challenging because there's minimal water pressure. What are we doing there?
And that's the tough part about it. But it kind of is like a two-edged sword. So we were very lucky that Great Lakes Water was actually able to get some pressure back up to those areas, because a lot of those communities didn't have any water at all. So now they're able to kind of backfill it somehow, and don't ask me how any of that stuff works, but enough to get some water pressure up there as well. So I'm sure our friends in the fire service have some plans in place to make sure that they can handle anything that should go on.
God bless them. God bless you. We're all in this together, and it's nice to know you're there. Lieutenant Mike Shaw and all of the men and women of the Michigan State Police you so well represent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Paul W.
All right, Mike. Have a good day. Stay safe out there, as we always say.